Welcome to the second hour's reading of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
This is Kay reading the Odessa American for Thursday, April 1st, 2021. Death Notices. Freddie Joe Golden, Odessa. Freddie Joe Golden, 70, of Odessa, died Sunday, March 28, 2021, in Odessa. Funeral service is scheduled for 10 a.m. on Friday, April 2, 2021, at Hubbard Kelly Funeral Home Chapel. Dr. Jimmy Braswell is officiating. Arrangements are by Hubbard Kelly Funeral Home of Odessa. Anna Gonzalez, Odessa. Anna Gonzalez, 42, of Odessa, died Saturday, March 27, 2021, in Odessa. Funeral service is scheduled for 10 a.m. Saturday, April 3, 2021, at Acres West Funeral Chapel. Arrangements are by Acres West Funeral Chapel of Odessa. David Molina, Odessa. David Molina, 46, of Odessa, died Sunday, March 28, 2021, in Odessa. Funeral service is scheduled for 10 a.m. Friday, April 2, 2021, at Iglesia del Camino. Burial will follow at Sunset Memorial Gardens. Pastor Humberto Porras is officiating. Arrangements are by Martinez Funeral Home and Crematory of Odessa. Hello. This is Kay reading the Odessa American for Sunday, March 28, 2021. Opinion. Letters to the editor. We needed more coordination with Migrant Camp County. I know this unexpected migrant camp business has been frustrating to a lot of people, and certainly the governor's office. But a number of key issues have really stood out to me since this all started. As of this writing, there are 60 positive cases of COVID-19 out of the 456 kids in the camp, or roughly 13%. That's a ridiculous number, and in my opinion, it's inexcusable that there has not been more coordination between the federal agents overseeing the facility and local medical services. The fact that no local medical personnel were contacted prior to the facility being opened is inexcusable, of course, but the fact that the problem has persisted is even worse. County Judge Terry Johnson said it best. The federal agencies involved answer when they want to and only when they want to. But as of now, at least one of these migrant children has already been taken to Midland Memorial Hospital due to COVID-19. Should the hospital be expecting to accept more migrant children from the camp? Will they only be accepting migrants with COVID-19, or will they be required to accept migrants for any injury? It has already been discussed that the only medical staff on hand at the facility are members of the Red Cross organization. But many of these individuals do not even speak Spanish. They have not been required to undergo the same background checks that normal federal agents have to do, nor are they required to have the same credentials as those of hospital staff. There also have been little assurances that these children will be properly quarantined upon leaving the facility, even if they've already been diagnosed with the virus. The lack of communication between the federal and local authorities has just been ridiculous, and Midland County officials should be doing more to hold these federal agencies accountable for their complete lack of planning. Joshua G. Bryant. Landgraf bill gives too much to WCS. I want to thank you for printing Representative Craddock's letter to the State House Environmental Regs Committee. Representative Craddock hit the nail on the head when speaking about the ridiculous cut in fees that is in the bill and the lack of containerization for Class A waste. Representative Landgraf is disingenuous when he speaks about the need for competition. in the nuclear waste business. He knows there is no other waste site in the U.S. that currently will take greater than Class C waste. Furthermore, those fee cuts go directly to WCS's sister company, North Star. North Star is the company that will dismantle closed nuclear generation stations. WCS, North Star, and ISP are all under the umbrella of J.F. Lehman Companies. To me, that sounds like self-dealing. Representative Crotty rightly looks out for the health and safety of the Permian Basin workers and residents over the 150 jobs in Andrews that may be at WCS. Remember, the waste containers will remain on the surface until a permanent repository is developed. Do we really think that WCS will move this waste to a permanent repository in 40 or 60 years? David Rosen. Texas should encourage all eligible voters. Texas experienced record voter turnout in the 2020 elections, showing how dedicated Texans are to exercising their right to vote and participating in our democracy. Unfortunately, many bills filed in the Texas legislature this session failed to support voters. Instead, these bills call for barriers on when and how we can vote. Texans want our election system to be free, fair, and accessible to all eligible voters. Senate Bill 7 is a nightmare for democracy. It puts up many unnecessary barriers for voters, including voters who are disabled. It even allows poll watchers to intimidate voters by taking pictures at the polling place. Texas election officials have asserted that the 2020 elections were accurate. Why make voting more complicated and inaccessible except to reduce the number of voters in Texas? Encouraging all eligible voters to participate in our elections should be the intention of all politicians. Tell your legislators that you oppose SB 7. Letters policy. There is a 350-word limit. Candidate letters have a 200-word limit. Letters must be submitted to letters@mrt.com. Deadline is noon Thursdays for the following Sunday. Reporter Telegram policy limits individuals to one letter in a 30-day period. Letter writers should include phone number and address. Failure to do so could delay letters publication. This is Kay, reading the Odessa American for Sunday, March 28, 2021. Other voices. Letters to the editor. Coincidence? I don't think so. Does anyone else find it highly coincidental that suddenly there are two mass shootings in a week, while simultaneously two Democrat gun control bills are being debated in the Senate? Coincidence? I don't think so. Distraction? Absolutely. Slow Joe Biden has created a horrendous mess at the border by doing away with Trump's successful border control policies, and now he has no idea what to do about it. Illegal aliens are flooding in and being released without even a court date for an asylum hearing. They are just being told to appear before a court when they can. Does anybody with an IQ higher than Tickle Me Elmo really believe that is going to happen? Fat chance. No, the shootings are nothing but an attempt to distract the public from realizing what a total incompetent President Biden is. Sure, the shootings were horrible, but the Democrats don't really care. They just want to politicize them as a distraction and also to further their plans to disarm the people. I sincerely believe that the left-wingers, with the secret approval of the Democrats, literally recruit wackos and terrorists to intentionally commit these crimes for political fodder. Some may want to call me paranoid or crazy, but I don't care. Show me some evidence that contradicts my belief. I'll wait. Sandy Milner, via email. Elections must be free, fair. Texas experienced record voter turnout in the 2020 elections, showing how dedicated Texans are to exercising their right to vote and participating in our democracy. Unfortunately, many bills filed in the Texas legislature this session failed to support voters. Instead, these bills call for barriers on when and how we can vote. Texans want our election system to be free, fair, and accessible to all eligible voters. Senate Bill 7 is a nightmare for democracy. It puts up many unnecessary barriers for voters, including voters who are disabled. It even allows poll watchers to intimidate voters by taking pictures at the polling place. Texas election officials have asserted that the 2020 elections were accurate. Why make voting more complicated and inaccessible except to reduce the number of voters in Texas? Encouraging all eligible voters to participate in our elections should be the intention of all politicians. Tell your legislators that you oppose SB 7. Deborah Wheeler, Andrews. Free cuts to WCS are too costly. Thank you for your March 4th article about Representative Landgraf's Bill 2692 to prohibit high-level nuclear waste. If he truly doesn't want high-level nuclear waste from coming into Texas, why doesn't he ask WCS to pull their application in front of the Nuclear Regulatory Commission that asks to bring in high-level waste? Furthermore, his bill gives huge fee cuts to WCS that are likely to cost Texas $300 to $500 million for the low-level waste they will bring in. In addition, the low-level Class A waste no longer needs to be containerized if his bill passes. Representative Landgraf was disingenuous when he said he'd work with the public community that suggested several amendments that would improve the bill and stop the loss of funds for the state. His chief of staff implied he would take comments seriously and work with the community of those who opposed the high-level waste. That didn't happen. A final thing to note, there is a classification of greater than Class C waste, which technically is classed as low level, but in many cases can be more deadly than spent fuel rods because it has been sitting in a reactor for 40 years. The tens of thousands of oil field jobs need to be protected from all this nuclear waste on our roads and rails. The 150 jobs in Andrews are nothing compared with those in the Permian Basin oil fields. David Rosen, Midland.
This is Dave, and I'm reading from the Midland Reporter Telegram, Wednesday, March 31st, 2020. This article is entitled "Oil Drilling Recovering from Pandemic, but Not Driven by Shale." In contrast to previous years, when the North American shale sector led production growth, we expect the onshore and offshore shelf in the Middle East and the deepwater market in South America to be the main drivers of growth going forward. Daniel Hallmetal, Rystad Energy Research Analyst. This article is written by Paul Takahashi, Houston Chronicle. Drilling activity is recovering from last year's oil downturn, buoyed by growing demand for crude and natural gas, with the rollout of the coronavirus vaccine promising an end to the global pandemic. The number of wells drilled worldwide is expected to grow by 12% to 54,000 wells this year, compared with 46,000 wells last year. While drilling will fall short of the 73,000 wells drilled in 2019, it's a healthy recovery, according to Rystad, a Norwegian energy research firm. However, oil and gas production growth will not be driven by U.S. shale as it had been over the past decade, Rystad said. In contrast to previous years, when the North American shale sector led production growth, we expect the onshore and offshore shelf in the Middle East and the deepwater market in South America to be the main drivers of growth going forward, said Daniel Hallmetal, energy research analyst at Rystad. To recover production levels, operators will have to launch new drilling plans in tandem with maintenance and enhancement programs for existing wells. The shale revolution, made possible by hydraulic fracturing and horizontal drilling, transformed the U.S. into the world's top oil producer over the past decade. But shale, which is generally more expensive to drill than the oil fields of Saudi Arabia, remains sensitive to production decisions by global oil cartel OPEC. And the ongoing pandemic, which crushed demand for crude and petroleum products such as jet fuel. U.S. shale producers are exercising capital discipline, deferring drilling out to 2022 and beyond in an effort to shore up balance sheets and woo back investors to the energy sector, which was the worst performing sector in the U.S. stock market last year. Capital budgets for drilling and completion activity remain flat this year, although if oil prices remain above $60 for the rest of the year, shale producers will be under pressure to increase drilling activity in the second half of the year and into 2022, Rystad said. Globally, onshore drilling activity is expected to increase by 12% to about 51,700 wells drilled this year, up from 46,000 wells drilled last year. Offshore drilling is expected to climb about 10%. To 2,500 wells drilled this year, up from less than 2,300 last year, and on par with the number of wells drilled pre-pandemic. Unlike onshore drilling, offshore drilling will be driven by deepwater activity in North and South America, including Brazil, Guyana, and Mexico. Deepwater markets in Europe and Africa are expected to remain relatively stagnant this year, Rystad said.
Compressed artery leads to aneurysm surgery. Dear Dr. Roach, what is celiac artery compression syndrome? I'm told I have this, and it's causing an aneurysm that needs to get repaired. I found out on a scan taken for another reason. I have had some pain after eating. IJM. Answer. The celiac artery is one of three large arteries that provide blood to the abdominal organs, especially the stomach, parts of the small intestine, liver, and spleen. The artery can be compressed from the outside by a structure called the median arcuate ligament. When this happens, other blood vessels take over the job the celiac artery can't do because of the compression, but sometimes people can get abdominal pain after eating due to low blood flow. People with symptoms due to celiac compression benefit from opening the artery, usually using a stent to keep the artery open. The celiac artery may also become blocked by atherosclerosis, cholesterol and calcium deposits within the blood vessel. The increased blood flow in the other blood vessels can occasionally cause abnormal dilatations called aneurysms. Unfortunately, these aneurysms can rupture, which is a catastrophic event. The risk of fixing the aneurysm is much smaller than the risk of rupture, so it's recommended to first fix the celiac compression and then treat the aneurysm, usually by a coil embolization. The coil causes a blood clot around and within the aneurysm that protects the weakened part of the blood vessel wall and reduces risk of rupture. To your good health, Dr. Keith Roach. Roach's column appears Tuesdays through Saturdays. Readers may write him at P.O. Box 536-475, Orlando, Florida, 32853-6475.
This is the Dear Epic column that appeared in the Midland Reporter Telegram on Thursday, April 1st. New wife can't stop thinking about husband's old girlfriend. Dear Abby, I'm a young wife. I married after 3 months of dating my military husband. He was previously in an on-again, off-again relationship that lasted about 8 years, during which she had a baby with another man, etc. I believe my husband is still in love with her. After constantly asking him, he says he just wishes her well and he doesn't have any romantic feelings. I'm not sure what to do, and I just keep overthinking it. Any thoughts? Signed, Hates Husband's History. Dear HHH, stop torturing your husband and yourself by constantly asking him about his feelings for his unfaithful ex-girlfriend. Get to work building your self-esteem, and you will have less to worry about. Your husband's history, baggage, is his own. You are making a mistake by dragging it into your marriage. If you concentrate on the positive, you will have a happier marriage, and so will your husband. Dear Abby, shortly after a retired, not-so-close friend moved to another city, he began sending emails about events he has read about in social media, news outlets, and magazines. At first, there were only a few a day, but as the days increased, so did his emails. I responded to some of them, but he never commented on them. He just sent more and more to the point that his daily emails are more than I can or want to read. I am spending too much time deleting them. What should I do? Should I ask him not to send them anymore, or should I stay quiet so as not to hurt his feelings? Signed, Inbox Full in Missouri. Dear Inbox Full, your friend may be sending these items because, as a retiree, he has little to do but cruise the internet for entertainment. It would not be rude to tell this not-so-close friend you don't have time to review all the emails he has been sending and ask him to send fewer. It's the truth. However, if he doesn't comply and the barrage continues, feel free to block them or create a filter for these emails that sends them to a folder where they can be easily scanned and deleted. Dear Abby, my husband of 32 years often tells me women compliment him on his looks or the way he dresses. I compliment him often, but I think it's his way of telling me that he's still got it, and I should be proud to have a husband who's hot and good-looking. Am I crazy for not enjoying hearing what other women think? If anything, it has caused some insecurity on my part. I have asked him to stop sharing these comments and told him I'm tired of hearing them, especially since I have told him repeatedly what I think of him, his looks, and his way of dressing. Am I wrong? Signed, Loves Him Inside and Out. Dear Loves Him, I don't think you're wrong, but has it occurred to you that your husband may do this not out of ego, but because he is insecure? People who are secure within themselves do not feel the need to continually toot their own horns the way your handsome, stylish husband does. Try this. The next time he does it, smile, nod in agreement, and tell him you agree with his admirer, and repeat as necessary.
Horoscope. Happy birthday for Thursday, April 1st, 2021. Pioneering, hasty, and rebellious, go beyond self-imposed limitations. This year, you hit a temporary bump in the road. With your survivor skills, you will rise to the occasion, whether it entails working with a new team or changing your career path. Friendships are invaluable in steering you in the right direction. If single, visit dating sites, but be true to yourself. If attached, make time for weekend getaways. Cancer nurtures you. The stars show the kind of day you'll have. 5, dynamic. 4, positive. 3, average. 2, so-so. 1, difficult. Aries, March 21st through April 19th. 4 stars. Attend a gathering where you can mingle and learn from other guests. Be social and express yourself, but listen to other points of view. Travel plans may get put on hold. Be patient and reschedule. Tonight, get tickets to a concert. Taurus, April 20th through May 20th. 3 stars. Deep, mixed emotions may surface when you least expect it. You may feel elated one moment and sad the next. Keep tissues close by, since you may wipe a tear every now and again. Tonight, resolve differences with loved ones. Gemini, May 21st through June 20th. 4 stars. Love is in the air. There may be an unexpected gift or invitation to dinner. Small gestures mean more than expensive presents. do something kind for someone when they least expect it. Tonight, recall an event that made you smile. Cancer, June 21st through July 22nd. 4 stars. Start a healthy eating plan and exercise program that suits your schedule. Choose a fitness routine from an array of videos. Make sure you're at the right level. Give yourself a gold star for taking the first step. Tonight, friendly chatter. Leo, July 23rd through August 22nd. 3 stars. Follow your creative instincts. This might include meeting someone who wants to introduce you to new techniques. Participate in an activity that is active, healthy, and above all, fun. Dance, Zumba, or spinning classes might suit you. Tonight, read in bed. Virgo, August 23rd through September 22nd. 4 stars. Brush up on your mediation skills. Clear the cobwebs of a family disagreement. Agree to disagree and move forward. Nostalgic memories bring a smile to your face. Contact someone who can reminisce with you. Tonight, prepare fresh fruits and vegetables. Libra, September 23rd through October 22nd. 3 stars. Put your multitasking skills to the test. Slow down and you can juggle your activities. Ask for feedback on an idea for a writing project. Friends and colleagues can make helpful suggestions if you let them. Tonight, laughing out loud. Scorpio, October 23rd through November 21st. 4 stars. Pass on a get-rich-quick scheme that a friend might mention. Find creative ways to improve family finances. Sell items online you no longer need but are in mint condition. This could lead to a successful side business. Tonight, play cards. Sagittarius, November 22nd through December 21st. 5 stars. Confidence is at an all-time high. Look your best to reflect on how you feel. Challenge yourself to do things that you normally would not dare do. You can do anything if you put your mind to it. Tonight, tax preparation. Capricorn, December 22nd through January 19th. 4 stars. Take a break from nonstop activity. Unwind and reboot. Listen to your intuition. It has something to tell you. Donate time or money to your favorite charity. Compassion leads you in the right direction. Tonight, imagine your dream vacation. Aquarius, January 20th through February 18th. 3 stars. Strategize how to approach a friend with whom you had a misunderstanding. Apply your sensitivity, and the issue will be cleared up in no time. Be open to constructive criticism after a group presentation. Tonight, look up old classmates online. Pisces, February 19th through March 20th. 3 stars. Get an early start and take charge of the day. Put one foot in front of the other so things will get done in record time. Look up job opportunities or volunteer positions that speak to your passion. Tonight, post snapshots. Astrologer Madeline Aslan.
Thank you for joining us for the readings of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.